River Country. Keith speaking.
Hopper.
Crazy James. How are you?
We had a really hot day the other day. Wasn't that awesome?
We did have a hot day. Summer was finally here.
Yeah, all day of it. It's done now. It's going to start raining again.
No, I might disagree with you.
Hey, I don't mind being wrong in this.
Neither do I. But the thing is, I guarantee you, we are wanting sunshine. We are wanting summer.
Yep. I hope that wasn't it. I hope we have many, many more days like that.
Yeah, which means, summer. Relaxing. Taking in the sights. Taking in the sounds. Taking in the heat. And taking in some hockey? What the heck?
I know.
Hockey in the summertime.
I'm really okay with this.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah, I'm so okay with this. So let's compare brain pans.
Okay.
And see what's going to happen here. So we're going to start in the east.
Okay. Let's start in the east.
Pittsburgh and Montreal. Who you got?
Who's that? Montreal and?
Pittsburgh.
Oh, who you got? Oh, my goodness. Sidney Crosby against Carey Price. That is a toss-up, really. Wow. I think Carey Price is going to win over.
Yeah, that's why I've got Montreal in four there.
Okay.
See, this is the thing. This play-in round, it's only five games.
Yeah.
Like, it's a best of five.
Mm-hmm.
So if you lose the first game, you're in trouble.
You're in a hole
right
already, yeah.
Yeah, like, and a big one.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I've got Montreal in four there. Just because I think the Carey Price has got something to prove. I think he's a little annoyed. So, Montreal in four.
Yep.
Okay, so we agree on that one. Carolina and the Rangers. I took the Hurricanes in three.
I'm taking the Hurricanes in probably four.
We're not even disagreeing yet.
Yep.
All right. Okay. Islanders and Florida.
Islanders and Florida. That's going to be a tough one as well. Yike.
Well, I took the Islanders in three. There's no overtime. This isn't even going to be close.
Okay.
It's going to be ugly.
Okay. All right.
Who you got?
I don't know. It's a toss-up for me. It's a real toss-up for me.
Grab a quarter out of your desk and flip it.
I'm going to have to. I'm thinking the Islanders maybe in five.
All right. Toronto and the Columbus Blue Jackets.
Columbus is really riding a high right at the moment, especially after what they did last year, but I'm not sure if they're going to continue with their success. Toronto in five.
I got Columbus in five.
Oh,
so there.
Yeah.
Finally, we disagree on something.
It's going to be a good series, that's for sure.
Yep. Okay. Edmonton and Chicago. I got Edmonton in three. One game will go to overtime.
I've got Edmonton in four.
Right.
I know they're going to probably, everybody's probably going to contain McDavid, but Draisaitl, of course, is the secret weapon. And me personally, I'll pick Draisaitl any day over McDavid.
Nashville and Arizona.
Nashville in three.
I took Nashville in five. And then because then you go into the lottery, right? For the first overall pick.
Mm-hmm.
Arizona's going to get that first overall pick.
Okay.
As long as they don't lose their first overall pick because of the shenanigans they did.
Yeah,
but,
exactly.
Yeah, so Nashville in five. Okay, Vancouver, Minnesota.
Vancouver in five.
Well, I took Minnesota in four.
Okay.
Billy Guerin's doing something with that team. So.
Okay, there you go.
All right. Calgary, Winnipeg.
Oh, gosh. Winnipeg in four.
I took Winnipeg in three.
And I better be careful because Kyle Moore is standing outside the newsroom. He's a Flames fan, and he's like, yeah, how dare you pick the Jets over the how dare you pick anybody over the Flames?
Does he even watch hockey?
Yes, he does.
Well, not very closely, apparently.
Oh, I got to tell him you said that.
Oh, I hope so. Bring him in. Bring him in right now. I'll go.
There you go. There you go.
All right. Well, that's what we got going on. That's our picks for the first round.
That's our picks.
Yeah. So I guess we'll find out next week probably. Eh?
Yeah, probably about a week from now.
Well, I don't know. Everything it starts on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Exhibition games tonight. They play for real again on Saturday. So by next Friday, we should know.
Yep, you bet.
Most of this. So there you go. Wow, this was fun. I enjoyed hassling you again in the morning.
Yeah, there you go. The thing is, I think the fact that there are 6 Canadian hockey teams in the playoffs, I think that's a good thing. Giving Canada some flavor, giving Canada some fun. And what do you think of Seattle's new team?
Oh, God. Named after a whiskey. Good for them. The logo looks interesting. I don't think they're going to do what Vegas did. I think what happened there was very unique and is unlikely to happen again. I think the teams that the 30 teams, because Vegas doesn't lose anybody in the expansion draft, but I don't think that the other teams are going to, I don't think they're going to let it happen. They're going to take a really close look at who they're exposing in this draft.
Yep, they really are.
So, hey, now it's the new 32. Personally, I'm a big fan of the original 21, but whatever. Their logo, their colors look good. Their logo's all right. I think it's their arena is going to be pretty nice too. And
the team name, what were they thinking?
Well, you know, they're probably drinking some of that whiskey. Whiskey is what they were thinking with that. The 1980s were great for the Oilers.
Yep.
And then we've had one playoff appearance in the last 13 years.
Yep. Dating back to the Cup run in 06.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was so long ago you worked here.
I was on the prairies, but I was not in Alberta. Yeah, I was. I moved to Prince Albert in 2004.
All right, well, there you go.
So I've been a prairie boy since 2004.
I thought you were here in 2006.
Nope, didn't. I didn't arrive in Alberta until 08.
Yep, I've been drinking already. First thing. All right. Well, when the next round is set, we will convene again.
Yes.
And we will discuss who's going to move on from there. But now everybody's got our picks for the first round. Folks, you can go mortgage the house. Don't do that. No, like, really.
Yeah, don't. Know. No.
No. I can't be held responsible for that.
No, I certainly can't either. Yeah,
so,
true.
All right. Well, that's what we got going on. Hopper, it's great to talk to you again.
You bet.
And when we have, essentially the first round of the playoffs set, we will convene again.
And make our predictions then.
Yes, we will dispense our wisdom across the airwaves.
Wisdom? Speaking for myself, I don't have a lot of wisdom.
And I'm crazy. It's right in my name, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Hopper. We'll talk to you later.
You bet. Thanks, James. Okay.